The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
So what are your thoughts on craft brews? Are they cool or are they cringe? It turns out it's a generational shift more than anything. But here in Canada and in the US, interest in craft brewing is slumping. And a word of caution, these trends move in cycles, and it wouldn't be the first time artisanal suds have had to bounce back. Take the Windsor, Ontario Fall Beer and Cider Festival, for instance. Between 2013 and 2016, it commanded a crowd of 4,000. Adriano Ciattoli, an event organizer from Windsor Eats, puts it this way: I don't think craft beer has necessarily lost its hipness or cachet. It's just that there's a lot more being offered in the market right now for people to enjoy. And it seems millennials and their younger sibs are enjoying those options more, like hard iced tea, wine spritzers, and vodka coolers, essentially anything but beer that still comes in a can, with one unlikely benefactor of the uncringe crowd being tequila for some reason. Back to the Fall Beer and Cider Festival in Windsor, which this year is serving up a more intimate affair with a capacity crowd of about 400. Even the hipsters in Oregon have lost their taste for craft beer. The Oregon Brewing Festival, one of the longest running in the States, was canceled this year. So what are the cool kids sucking on? Surprisingly, even before the new health guidelines came out, many are opting for non-alcoholic drinks. In Waterloo, the cost, hangovers, and access to cannabis have some rethinking if they'll ever drink alcohol. As for the industry, Brew Microbrewery in Windsor, Essex, is excited about a new non-beer product they're cooking called Rosito. Co-owner Jordan Gure says the flavor is a little minty, a little sweet. We carbonate it and get it down to 5.5% alcohol. I don't know, it sounds like a spiked Slurpee to me. And don't even get me started on IPAs, which I swear taste like someone strained hops through an old sweat sock. I'm Cal Cote with the sweet smell of fresh music to share with you. From an album that translates to faster, higher, stronger, it's the Nicodemus Experience, a trio formed in Moscow, now Serbian-based. They take traditional folkloric vocals and underpin them with electronic atmospheres. This is Sarjevina Jagoda from World Beat Canada Radio.
Поштов, город вам, поштов красен. Царевна Ягода. música no te digo nada, pero del cante. Perro, vamos, eso no va a ningún sitio.
Something completely different. If you've seen our album cover of the week this week, it's a very strange looking piece of apparatus, and it's hard to figure out exactly what it is. And that sort of undefinability is what goes into the collaboration of Za and Perrete. Za is a Catalan duo, and Perrete is an Andalusian singer. And together they explore experimental flamenco. And that was one called Steve Kahn from their album Cholifanto. Before that, Nicodemus Experience and Servina Yagoda. This is Roberto Lopez. He's from Montreal. And his latest album is called Kaleidostropico. And it's Por La Calle from World Beat Canada Radio. Kieran Ahluwalia has finally released the full album Comfort Food, which decries the intolerance of the Modi government in India. And it combines her singing along with Molly and guitar playing from her husband, Rez Abbasi. We have a new fresh track. It's called Zameen Par, to play for you next on World Beat Canada Radio, keeping time with the beat of the world. My name is Cal Cote.
tempo lançando o som. Lançando o som. Ara do bom tempo lançando o som. Vai!
Thank you.
debuts just keep coming. Sobe e Desce, that is Geraldo Bontempo from an album called Indie Hippie Retro Brasileiro. And before that, Kiran Alawalia and the final track on her album, Comfort Food, Zamin Par. And everything that precedes it is absolutely wonderful, too. This is a great disc. It's definitely a groundbreaker for her. Which brings us to our touch of the familiar, and we'll give this to Sultans of String. Happy 78 years, a little bit late, for Pete Townshend, one of my favorite guitarists of all time. In a band like The Who, where you had a lead bassist and a lead drummer, there was only room for an exceptional rhythm player, and that describes Pete Townshend's playing to a T, I think. He was also a great songwriter, and this is one of my favorites. So, from Sultans of String, here is Pinball Wizard, your touch of the familiar. From Sultans of String with Pinball Wizard. We have brand new Bayuka from Galicia, Thievery Corporation, and The Spy from Cairo, all in the mix straight ahead. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. My name's Cal Cote.
Oh,
featuring the voice of Lulu Gelakshani. That is Voyage Libre by Thievery Corporation and their album Treasures from the Temple. I understand they're making the rounds these days. Definitely a stage act you want to see. Bayuka before that from Galicia and a really interesting track called Ellen Tejo. Here is the spy from Cairo, a.k.a. Moreno Vicini, and Cosmic Pasha from World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you. Hello, this is Crystal Fighters.
You've discovered music without borders or boundaries
on World Beat Canada Radio. Good fortune smiled on me this past week. I've been trying to get a hold of this full album, Light, from Crystal Fighters ever since we spun their first single called Manifest. And definitely there's some other great tracks on it, like that one, Carolina by Crystal Fighters. The Spy from Cairo before that and Cosmic Pasha. That's from his album, Anima Mundi. Next, Come On Tigre. The Botanist, featuring the voice of Seun Kuti. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat.
Shoot. plant them seeds inside them soul, and we plant them seeds and we let it grow. We plant them seeds inside them mind, and we plant them seeds inside them grow. And we plant them seeds inside them soul, and we plant them seeds and we let it grow. We plant them seeds inside them mind, and we plant them seeds and we watch it grow. We plant them seeds inside them soul, we plant them seeds, we let it grow. We plant them seeds inside them mind.
That is a great project. They're called The Salt Collective, featuring some of my favorite bands from the early 90s, including Not a Surf and the DBs. Chris Stamey is on that track, along with Paul Sansone, and It's Not Going Back, your palate cleanser for this program. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Kelton and Twist with Patricia Fraser. If you want to see more of those album covers of the week, subscribe to our e-blast. Comes out every Friday. You'll find that at worldbeatinternational.com. We're going out on the enigmatic Sun Atlas. At least we know where they're from now. They're LA-based. And Message from the Snakes, a new single from Return to the Spirit. But we'll give our last word to E.E. Cummings, who said, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting.
Communications.